Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about honoring our truth. Do you do things out of obligation or fear? If something doesn't feel right, do you do it anyway? Do you struggle to understand and know what your truth is? Let's wrap up our month that focuses on self-love and self-care.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Today's episode was inspired by two events. One was a conversation with my coach that I've kind of have been building on. And I think I'm probably going to talk about this topic again because it came up of honoring your truth, because it came up in a little month-long workshop that I did online. And she was saying to me, if I cancel at the last minute, my friends are okay with that because they know I'm listening to my body, or if I don't feel up to it. I had to kind of chuckle because I have to tell you, that's a pet peeve of mine. If I have a party and then people cancel at the last minute, I've made all this food and I had that happen, and it's frustrating. Listening to her gave me a different perspective. And she said, my friends understand that, so they don't get bent out of shape. Another area for me to work in. The other thing that happened was I received an email from a listener, and I would say that I would call this constructive criticism or feedback. This was coming from a wonderful place, and so I didn't view it as anything negative. However, it really sparked in me how we need to honor our truth, and so I want to talk about that today. So the first thing I'm going to do is honor my truth, and I share this because I think it's important sometimes that we need to speak our truth. And if you hear this, maybe this will allow you to speak your truth. Very briefly, I'm going to talk about and honor my truth and talk about the podcast. It takes an extreme amount of energy. This is an amazing podcast. I put a lot of heart and soul into it. I put a tremendous amount of time, and you get all this great information for free. It doesn't cost you anything to listen to the podcast. I'm happy to do it. I believe in giving back, and this is the one of ways that I do it. And if you are really motivated, you have enough information on all these podcasts to really change your life and create the life you desire. It takes energy and time to plan the month. It takes time to write the episodes, to edit the episodes. Then I have to shoot them. Then I have to edit. Then there are several things I need to do, MP3, MP4, get it up to Libsyn, get it up to YouTube, get it on my site. There are several things. So it takes hours each month to do the podcast. Now, the podcast is only one aspect of my life and of my business. And if you're a small business owner, an entrepreneur, a solopreneur like me, you're going to understand that you have many hats. So in addition to doing the podcast, I have my clients to serve, but there is always follow up with that. Things like homework, I have to go physically help the client, whether it's going to organize or whether it's having a coaching session. And then there is work to be done after that. I have to write, do my marketing. There are things I hire out for instance, hired someone to do my website, but there are many hats that I have to wear. And for instance, I have no clue what a teacher does to prepare for their classroom, and I would probably be shocked. It's probably a lot more than I'd realize. And I share this with you because I want you to understand the amount of time and the amount of effort, because there are a lot of keyboard warriors out there. And again, this person who contacted me wasn't like that. However, I mean, I'll share later things that have happened. In addition to the podcast only being a slice of my life, I have a life. I love my business. I love what I do. I feel so fortunate and blessed that I get to support people. I've met amazing people along the way. However, if push came to shove, my family is my priority. There's no argument there. If something happened, say my husband, God forbid, got injured and had to leave his job, well, he's how we get health insurance. So if I had to take a job tomorrow to get health insurance to support the family, I would. There's no argument with that. And so my family is, and my husband are what's most important. So they're above the business. So I share that because it's a prioritizing thing, and telling you, sharing what I'm very focused on, what's important in my life. And spend an incredible amount of time to do this. This dovetails into my second honoring of truth. And I'm going to do a more expanded episode of this later. I want to stew on it a while, and I haven't quite figured out. I like to relate everything to clutter, but I feel kindness is in real need, and especially here in America after 2016, it's in need more than ever. I think it was a brutal year for our country, but all over the world, we can benefit from more kindness. And I wanted to share at the beginning the effort that it took to write the podcast, because I'm going to encourage you to think before you comment or post. Are you kind? So you have a better idea of the amount of energy and the amount of time that I do in the podcast. And again, like I mentioned, the teacher, I have no idea what it would do to maybe paint something. I have written a course, so I have an idea that took me a year. I have an idea it might be longer for someone. I have a little bit of an idea of that process. So people put their heart and soul into something, and then people can take it down in seconds. So I've had people comment on YouTube how they hated my voice. And I'm like, not really anything that I can do about that. I've had people insult me regularly, don't like my voice, don't like what I have to say. And I've done enough spiritual practice to know that I don't take things personally. I know that what someone does is about them and how I respond is about me. But it doesn't mean that those cruel comments don't hurt. It's a huge deal to put yourself out there. And I commend anyone, whether it's a painting, whether it's a book, whether it's a podcast, when you put yourself out there. I'm finally going to get some books on Amazon. And I realized why I hesitated for so long, because I'm really afraid of the criticism. And I kind of had to chuckle because I'm like, you're already criticized on YouTube, you're criticized on your podcast, because even in my spiritual practice, it's still hurtful when people say mean things. And so I just encourage you, if you're someone who's always commenting, to keep in mind the amount of effort and the time and what people do. Now the email, the woman was a linguist, and she was kind. Again, it's constructive feedback. I wouldn't call it a criticism. The tone and the energy were like, I love your podcast. Here's how I think you can make it even better. And her comment was, and it's interesting because I took her comment to heart and tried it with something and had a problem. And I'm doing it a little bit on this podcast because I want to keep really on focus, and I think I might get a little emotional about this. And she said, I think you sound better when you wing it. And I wrote back with her and shared some thoughts. I truly appreciated it. I wanted to respond to her because it's been really crazy. And I should have done what I usually do, is wait 24 hours to respond, because I wanted to come across as grateful for her taking the time to do that and thoughtful. One of the reasons why I don't wing it, I try to involve stories and do that more often when I'm interviewing. How I structure that is I come up with a couple questions and then we just have a conversation. Here are some examples of why I write out what I'm going to say. And then we're going to take this, and then we're going to figure out how to honor our truth, because this is a great example and I'm going to share my process with you.
Anxious, exhausted, stressed out, losing your mind? Ready to get your life back? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
Sometimes I think things make sense, and they make sense in my mind, and they don't make sense to everyone else. I just restructured my website. My brother is a marketing pro. He does SEO, and I sat down with his employee, and I love this woman. Stephanie is great. She's my energy. She's my speed. She would be the type of client I would love to work with. And she's like, Julie, I do not understand what you do. And she said, I look at your website and I'm confused. And so we had a conversation when I was up in West Virginia, and I said, well, Stephanie, here's how it fits together in my mind. And she said, you know, I understand it when you explain it like that, but it's not translated to your website. I write things out to make sure that you understand them, that there's kind of a rhyme or reason to them. Another thing I do, and I do this with my husband, and you know, we kind of have a shorthand. If you know, whether it's a sibling or someone, you might have that shorthand. And I will go from A, not to B, I'll go through them A to H in my brain. And it starts out, I say one thing and do all this translation in my brain, and then it comes out, and he's like, huh? So I write it out so that I make sure I don't do that, that my thoughts are clear and make sense to you. If I'm all willy-nilly and there is no structure to these episodes, you might not get the information you need. We're talking about clutter. We're talking about organization. Most people who have a lot of clutter are disorganized or overwhelmed. I don't try to stretch out. If an episode's 8 minutes, I'm good with that. I don't try to put in a lot of fluff. I don't try to put in a lot of extraneous. One of the things I do want to do is add more stories, because I am a firm believer in concrete examples really support people. I do this podcast so you can change your life. I might miss something. So I got this the day after I got this email from the linguist. I do things and I'm quoted in articles and things. And so, but this fabulous woman thing, they wanted me to do a video. So I was like, all right, this is, she gave me questions to ask. I had a lot of fun with it. Well, 20 minutes, she said, have it below 10. So I recorded about 20 minutes and cut it down to less than 8 minutes. She goes and she said, here's the video. And right away, there's a problem. When I was talking about, when I first started my business, I was the first professional organizer in the state of North Carolina to specialize in being green. And I talked about that moment when I first started my business and someone sat down with me and said, I hate professional organizers. And I said, well, why? And ended up that out of that meeting, I had my purpose. I'm going to be green. And people are like, you're going to be dead in the water. No one's ever going to support you. Well, I've won national regional awards for it. She, and rightfully so, it makes sense how she interpreted. She interpreted me as saying that I was the first professional organizer in the country to specialize in being green, which is not true. I quote people, I tell you my source. It's very important to me and my sense of integrity to be right and factual. Had I written out all the information, I would have made sure, okay, make it clear that you were the first in the state of North Carolina. So we had to correct it on social media. She said, I can't go back and edit the video. So I made sure on YouTube there was a comment. We made sure on the blog. I made sure there was note everywhere. Well, that took a lot of time. Didn't make me feel great because if I had dishonored someone else, I just wouldn't have been okay with that. That's another reason why I'm writing out all the episodes so that something like that, I don't misspeak. If I lay it all out, you get the info you need and you can get in and get out. I talk again, people get overwhelmed really easily. A flowing, structured conversation is great. And that's why I do interviews. I have a month where I share interviews that I've done on other podcasts because I feel that there's some structure to it. I really make sure I get a good guest and it's fun. When I'm doing that, I have the guests make sure that they're really good. And then I share the month where I have the month where all the podcasts or interviews that I've done, because I think people ask interesting questions. They lead down interesting roads. And I've been very fortunate that almost every interview I've had, someone's been a great interviewer and it's been good information to share. So rambling, uncontrolled, and meandering thoughts, in my view, aren't beneficial. Now, I think there's someone, and I haven't listened to the podcast, who he rambles and just has a conversation. He's one of the most popular podcasts and I think swears a lot. It's not my cup of tea. Oh, and there's one thing, another point that I would like to mention because I didn't write this down. Again, this is more stream of thought. There was someone who is a famous podcaster. I don't remember who it was, but they put out misinformation regarding the election, regarding a candidate. I don't remember who it was. It doesn't matter if I was for or against them. That wasn't the point, because I saw these people sharing information and I was like, I know some of the things, this isn't factually true. And you have power when you do this and when you have people listening. So you, I believe, have an obligation to get at the truth as much as humanly possible and to not spread misinformation. So that's another reason. Research, write it out, that I avoid those things. I balance that out with the once a month. I usually have an interview once a month, and then that I share all the interviews I do. For a while in October, November, December, I did Facebook Live videos. I thought, let me try this. I hated it because I would go back and listen to myself. I'm like, oh, there are all these I try to do a really good job of editing out, and I might relax more than that. But if I have a, I try to edit that out. Or if I have a, I try to be very careful of that. And when I am not following everything I've written out, those tend to come up more because I want you to have a really quality podcast. This I'm sharing with you because now we're going to talk about how my process with this comment from the linguist, because I have to honor what is right and works for me. And I'm always open to being the best that I can be. I do the today on clearing the clutter inside and out because that was feedback that someone gave me. They wanted to coach me and have me pay them a ton of money. And I also do the takeaways. And now I've this year created the take actions. That was another suggestion, which I think is great. So I'm always open and I honor my truth. Honoring our truth might be hard to figure out. It might be daunting. You might be struggling. Don't worry. I don't think I could have told you even a few years ago if I was honoring my truth. So the more you practice, that's why I'm always talking about having a mindfulness practice that helps quiet the mind, because honoring your truth for me comes from your heart, comes from your soul. It's not the ego. It's not the body personality. So the more you quiet the body personality and the ego down, you can hear your truth. So if you struggle, here's where I'd begin. So first, look at the facts. I have a big sign. My coach really holds my feet to the fire in this. And so I have a big sign that says, just the facts, ma'am. So what do I mean by this? So we don't have any story around it. So I get this email, I could create a story. Wow, I'm the worst podcaster ever because this woman doesn't like me. She doesn't like how I do my podcast. And I don't add emotion to it. Oh my gosh, people don't like me. This is really awful. What can I do? You know, and you get in that head game and you start spinning around. So I look at the facts. Okay, well, let's look at your podcast. You are in the top 20% of podcasts downloaded. You have lots of great reviews. You have gotten lots of good feedback on how you've helped people, and your podcast continues to grow. In November, we got over 35,000 downloads a month. Just to give you an idea, the average podcast gets 300 downloads in a day. I'm averaging over 1,000 a day. So 300 in a month versus 1,000 a day, what I'm getting. Now, I'm not quite on serial six. That would be great, but I'm really proud that from the beginning, there's been an interest and it continues to grow. So the facts are my podcast is growing. So that makes you think, it continues to grow, then I must be doing something right. If I wasn't honoring my truth, I would immediately do what this woman said, because what is right for her, what she prefers, I would try to make it my truth, because I would think, well, she's right, and not trust myself. So I encourage you, first thing, look at the facts. We don't attach a story to it. We don't attach emotions when we're trying to honor our truth.
Do you keep saying you'll declutter, get organized, or pursue your dream someday, but someday hasn't come? Learn how Julie Caraccio can support you at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Another thing, consider the source. Now, my grandfather used to say this all the time. Who is it from? Is it your competitor telling you that you need to change this? I mean, truthfully, I mean, things don't. You would be surprised. Maybe you would. So is it someone who is close to me? What's the tone and the energy? When I received that email from the woman, it was completely, she's trying to help. She was coming from a good place. I could literally feel that. I had one other comment that was similar to hers, and it was done in a really nasty way. It was a backhanded compliment, which I'm not a fan of, and she insulted my voiceover guy. And it's like, you know what? You want to take a shot at me, fine, but don't insult the voiceover guy. He's my husband's friend, and I just wasn't okay with that. Is it who's it from? What's the tone? What's the energy? Is it someone who wants to help? Or is it someone that you might feel like, I feel like maybe there's a little sabotage going here, like I mentioned your competitor earlier. So if I wasn't honoring my truth, I would not be discerning in who told me what. The clerk at the grocery store would have as much value as my husband. And yes, this happens. Again, I'm always open. I always want to make this podcast the best it can be, but I'm always going to bring it back to honoring my truth. So let's go a little deeper. I just mentioned some surface items. What others do is about them, and how I react is about me. Is there something beneficial there, or am I reacting from a wound? So when I received this email, I could step back and say, okay, this is interesting. I've had one other person comment about that, but these are two comments out of probably hundreds, and it keeps growing. So let me look at this. Okay, you know what? There is benefit, and maybe I can try to add in more stories, go a little bit off script a little bit, try to be quote unquote more natural. That's the word I'm going to use. Now, if I was reacting from a wound, I might say something like, oh my gosh, this woman reminds me of my mother. She's such a nitpicker. She's such a perfectionist. She probably just sits at home and never does anything. And, you know, created some story, but creating from my wound of, and this isn't true about my mother. I want to make sure just to be clear about that. So if I'm reacting from a wound, then I can't take away some valuable information that might be there. How does the situation, how does the email, how does it feel? When I listen to this, do they seem like they're coming from a wounded place? I like to practice energy by reading social media and watching and observing social media. And it's really apparent to me now when someone is coming from their wound, it just, you can't miss it. And so in this email, she wasn't coming from a wound. She's like, hey, I'm a linguist, and I can tell when you go off script, and probably other people can tell as well. So I didn't feel that there was a wound coming from her. You know, I always talk about the golden nugget. So can I look past my hurt for the golden nugget? Let me look at this. Okay, I think there's some validity to that, and that maybe we can go off script more, and we'll see how it goes. Again, in my mind, I balance that out with a month of interviews, and I try to have one interview a month. So that is, in my mind, how I balance it. We'll maybe play around with it. I did the experiment, and that thing happened where I was misunderstood, and that wasn't a great feeling. So we'll see. Am I looking immediately to do what they say and ask? It could be my truth, but a knee-jerk reaction usually isn't my truth. Again, we've got all that mind chatter, body, personality, ego going on. Our truth is from our heart and our soul. I know that I mentioned this earlier. I did the intro, what's going on in the next episode, takeaways, which are now actions based on feedback that someone else get me. So I always want to remain open. Is this something that's good? And I said, okay, that is a way to make the podcast better. I'm going to do it. This is something that I've learned in business. Know that you can't be everything to everyone. It's not only true in business and your professional life, but also your personal life. If this podcast isn't the one for this woman, that's okay. She's going to find what she needs. And so I have to be considerate of that and saying, okay, it's more important to honor what feels good to me instead of worrying about trying to have everyone in the world listen to my podcast. Can I hear my truth? I like to suggest closing your eyes, maybe meditate. When I was coming up with the name, so Reawaken Your Brilliance was an internet TV show that I did for 3 years, which was really popular. I ended up changing my business name from Healing Through Organization to Reawaken Your Brilliance because it just seemed I embraced it. So anyway, when I was trying to come up with the name for the show, because the producer's like, when are you going to start? I'm like, I got to come up with a name. So I sat down and meditated. I'd been kind of toying around with Thrive, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there are like a bazillion things with Thrive, and I want it to be unique, and I don't want everyone to have it. I was meditating, and literally Reawaken Your Brilliance popped into my head, and that's what I went with. Ask yourself questions. How does your body feel when you ask? Does it feel good and warm, or do you kind of need to move around because you're feeling uncomfortable? I'm a fan of standing up and asking a question. If I move forward, I view that as a yes. If I move back, then that's a no. Make it a daily practice. Check in with yourself. What is it you feel like doing? One thing that I do on my admin days is I have an entire list of things I need to do. What do I feel like doing? Like today, I tape 3 episodes. I shoot all my episodes at once. I edit in batches because that makes it go much more quickly. So I went to the bank. I went and got Joey and Antonio cat food. So I honored my truth about what I needed to do. So on a day like today, when I'm at home, I just said, what do I feel like doing today? And again, you can't always do that with life. But the more I ask about that, the more I'm in flow and the easier it goes. And be present. The more present you are, because you can't hear your truth if you're in the past. Because the past has happened. And if you're in anxiety or worry in the future, that's not present. That's not your truth. So those are ways you can work on honoring your truth. So for me, here's what the final takeaway from the email from the linguist was. There's some constructive feedback in there. For the present, I'm going to definitely always write out my intro questions, my take action, and my signature tagline. That's never going away. I'll try to go rogue or wing it, as the linguist said, a little more and see how that goes. My first experience on the small video really has got me having cold feet. And the other thing about that, in addition, was it took a lot more time to edit. I did a couple little things and adding a placard, which is kind of what I do for the video of the podcast. And it took me almost an hour to edit 20 minutes down to 8 minutes. So I have to also balance time as well. And maybe everything not being so perfect is okay, and y'all can deal with some brain farts and when I can't find a word or, you know, ums or ahs. And I know one thing about the podcast is I could have better sound quality. To do that, though, I would have to soundproof my office. And our office is a bonus room above the garage, not happening. We exercise in here. There are a lot of things going in. The cats hang out here and look out the window. And because I do a video cast, it's a pain in the butt to put. I've tried it a couple times, put up the blanket. I'm willing to sacrifice the best audio quality, so at least you get a really super quality podcast. And then because I do a video, the other thing, I'd have to sit here with a blanket over my head and record, and that's not fun. And so that's one of the things I said, okay, this podcast is important to me, but I have to do things within reason. I was really appreciative of the linguist. I hope you are out there listening. I did take it to heart, and you know, see. So hopefully you keep tuned and see how we end up doing. How do we know when it's ego, personality versus the truth? And I talked a little bit in January about listening to your intuition. I'd encourage you, that was the day after Martin Luther King Day. It was that episode. I'd encourage you, I go in a little more detail there. So for instance, not wanting to go out, my teacher talked about, if my body's just not feeling right, and I don't want to go out, I'm going to honor that. And I saw this great video on millennials, and everything was great about it, except that he didn't allow them. He said, they bear no personal responsibility for how they've been raised. And I don't buy that at all. But he talked about millennials will ditch you in a second if something better comes along. That's coming from your ego. That's not your body saying, I'm tired. I just need to relax. I need to have a hot bath, as opposed to, I found something better to do. That's a little bit of an extreme example, but that's one of the ways you can tell whether it's your ego or your personality.
surrounded by clutter, exhausted from the stress and anxiety it creates, longing for peace of mind? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
And honoring a friend is a way of honoring your truth. And again, I'm going to probably do another episode on this because I think this is such an important subject. So I have a friend and his girlfriend committed suicide. And it was the anniversary of her suicide. And I was just not in the mood to talk. I didn't want to do anything. I was really tired. And it was my husband's day off. And I try to really, we spend time together and stay focused. I didn't want to talk, but I called him because I knew that it was important. I had to honor him. This was a struggle for him. And while it gets easier with each passing year, it's still a really big deal. It was important to honor him. And in that way, I was honoring my truth by honoring a friend. Here are some questions to ask yourself. Where am I not honoring my truth? What benefit do I get by not honoring my truth? Where am I speaking my truth, but not truly honoring it? What am I afraid will happen if I honor my truth? And I have one final thought. When you don't honor your truth, you can hurt people. I have a very good friend who was dating someone for a year. And if I were to bet the mortgage, she was cheating on him. So within, he was very clear. She pursued him. There was about a 20 plus age difference. She pursued him. He was very clear. I don't want to have kids. I never want to be a father. He has known that since he was a young man. And at different points throughout the relationship, he'd say, okay, I don't want kids. How do you feel about that? I just want to make sure we're on the same page because she's a lot younger. And they talked about marriage. He had the procedure done to make sure that he will never be a father. He told me things later that really was like that day he had been in surgery and she went off to the pool to not take care of him. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of a red flag there. Well, within 2 months of breaking up with him, she was married, not engaged, meaning it was less than 2 months she was married. Well, she's pregnant now and was probably pregnant when she was married. So within 4 months, 3.5 months, 3 months of breaking up with him, she is now pregnant. These things were shared on social media. I'd follow her, for instance, on Instagram. She posts something. And I'm like, that's not my friend leaving her a love note on the card. And she is expressing these things in a social arena. And that was very hurtful, my friend. Had she just honored her truth that she wanted to be a mother and have children, this would have never happened. They could have broken up, wished each other well, and gone on their merry ways. Instead, my friend had to suffer because she wasn't honest. So I'd encourage you, if you're struggling, think about how you might be hurting others if you're not honoring your truth. Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge where you are not honoring your truth. Create a plan to work on being able to honor your truth. Practice listening for your truth daily, whether by doing a mindfulness practice, sitting with your eyes closed, or deep breathing. Ask yourself what benefit you receive when you don't honor your truth. Ask yourself if you might be harming another when you don't honor your truth. Next month, we are switching it up and talking about organizing and life after decluttering. Now, don't worry. Clutter will come into each of the episodes, I'm sure. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.